Part 3. The Dragon.
Tristan stayed in Ireland at King German's castle and taught Isolde to play the harp and sing. He and Isolde became good friends and often laughed and talked together. Isolde became a good singer and harp player. She played the harp and sang songs for her parents and other nobles. After a year, Tristan returned to Cornwall. King Mark was very happy to see his nephew. Every day, Tristan told his uncle about Isolde's great beauty. "Isolde is the most beautiful girl in the world, and she is gentle and kind. Her hair is the colour of gold, and her eyes are the colour of the sea. She plays the harp well and sings with a sweet voice." King Mark listened to Tristan and said,
"Isolde is King German's only daughter, and she is beautiful and kind. If I marry her, there will be peace between our two countries."
The king's knights and nobles agreed with him, but there was one problem.
"We agree with you,"
said one noble.
"But how can you marry Princess Isolde? The King and Queen of Ireland hate us because Sir Morholt was killed here."
"He's right,"
said another noble. King Mark was silent for a moment and then said,
"I want to marry Isolde. I'll have the most beautiful wife in the world, and there will be peace between our countries. We must find a way."
He looked at Tristan, but he didn't say anything. Tristan knew what his uncle wanted. "Uncle Mark," said Tristan, "I know this is a dangerous adventure. When the Queen of Ireland discovers who I am, she'll be very angry. She hates the knight who killed her brother Morholt, but I'm not afraid. I'll bring Isolde to you, Uncle Mark, and you can marry her."
"You're brave and loyal, Tristan,"
said King Mark.
"Be very careful."
Tristan sailed to Ireland on a small ship with 30 men. They arrived in Ireland on a stormy night. "I must think of a plan," thought Tristan. "I must bring Isolde to King Mark." At that time, a terrible green dragon lived in Ireland. It killed a lot of people and burned houses and trees with its fire. No one could kill it. King German was worried and didn't know what to do. One day, he said to his nobles,
"The man who kills the terrible green dragon will marry my lovely daughter, Isolde."
Everyone in Ireland was talking about this, and Tristan heard about it too. He was excited because he wanted to kill the dragon. He had a heavy sword, a long lance, and a big shield. He rode to the Valley of the Dragon and saw the dead bodies of other knights who tried to kill it. Suddenly, Tristan saw the angry dragon. It was a terrible green monster with long white teeth, angry red eyes, and a long tail. Fire and smoke came out of its mouth. "What an ugly creature," thought Tristan. He attacked the dragon with his lance and sword. They fought for more than an hour, and in the end, Tristan killed it with his long lance. The dragon's last breath was hot and poisonous. Tristan soon felt very bad. He went to the dead dragon and opened its big mouth. Then he cut out its tongue and put it in his bag. "This tongue will show that I killed the dragon," he thought. The poison made him ill, and he fell to the ground. Later that day, one of the king's nobles, called Seneschal, came to the Valley of the Dragon. He liked Isolde very much, and he wanted to marry her. But he was a coward and was afraid of the dragon. When Seneschal saw the dead dragon, he thought,
"This is wonderful. Someone already killed the dragon. I can tell the king I killed it, and then I can marry Isolde. But first, I must cut off the dead dragon's head to show the king.
He cut off the head and took it to the king.
Your Majesty,
he said,
I killed the green dragon. Look, here is its head. Now I can marry your daughter, Princess Isolde.
The king knew Seneschal was a coward, and he did not believe him. But the head of the dragon was in front of him. When Isolde heard this, she started crying and could not stop.
What's wrong, Isolde?
Asked the queen.
Oh, mother,
said Isolde, crying.
I don't like Seneschal, and I don't want to marry him.
Don't cry, my dear,
said the queen.
I don't believe Seneschal killed the dragon. Come with me, quickly.
That evening they went to the valley and found the dead dragon and Tristan on the ground.
Look!
Cried Isolde.
It's Tantris, the minstrel. But he's dressed like a knight. I don't understand.
Tristan heard Isolde's sweet voice and slowly moved his head.
Are you Tantris?
Asked the queen. He opened his eyes and said, Yes, I am.
Why are you in Ireland?
Asked the queen. I came to Ireland with some merchants, he said.
Did you kill the dragon?
Asked the queen. I knew there was a terrible dragon in your country, and I decided to kill it, said Tristan. The queen listened and smiled.
Tantris, you did a great thing and helped our country. The king will be very pleased. But you aren't well because the dragon poisoned you. Come with us to the castle, and I'll cure you again with my herbs.